If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Wait until that one. Thanks for your questions as well. If you've got any planning questions, you can drop me a message. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Podmagical. Tina is looking at pricing up things for next year. To save money, Andy, we could fly, but it would be going into Melbourne Airport. How far away is it from Disney World rather than going to Orlando International Airport? Is it worth it for the cost and the time? You are looking at about an hour and a bit. No, I've never flown into Melbourne. I think it's Tui that fly into Melbourne. I've never actually flown into Melbourne. About an hour and a bit. You're looking at $120 $150 in an Uber. I suppose if there's a few of you can all get in there, you can split that. That's not too bad. From what I have been hearing from people who've flown in there, it's a really nice way to land because it's pretty quiet. So in terms of immigration and customs, you're through quite easily, actually. So you might actually save a little bit of time in immigration, but then you'll lose that on the distance between the airport and going over to Walt Disney World or International Drive or wherever you're staying. If you've ever flown in to Melbourne Airport recently, how is it for you? Do let me know and we'll share it over on our socials. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Podmagical. You got any questions, you can drop me a message there as well. And if, like Louise, you want to be on the podcast, get in touch. Podcast this episode, it's Louise sharing some Disney love. So tell me, why do you love Walt Disney World, Louise?
Oh, I just love Disney. I feel like I can be my true Disney self with absolutely no judgment. Not that I worry about the judgment, but I go in there. There's something magical that happens to me when I go through that railroad tunnel. And a bit like Tom Hanks in Big, I'm just like a kid in, in an adult body. And I just love it. I just absolutely love it.
And when was the first time you went then? Where did your addiction start?
Yeah, very young. We'd done the Disneyland Paris when I was very, very young. And then we're lucky enough to go when I was 10, so 95. I was lucky enough to go quite a few times as a kid and just always loved it.
What was it you remember about that first visit? Did you say 95 was the first time in Florida?
Yeah, 95. Just the pure magic of it. Just the complete immersion into everything and just sort of meeting the characters. Meeting Mickey was like the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, as I say, just being able to just like really believing it all and just being totally immersed. And it was just, as I say, magical.
Just wait until you're back again and you meet Mickey. It's been a while and you can hug him and everything now. It's going to be it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I really cannot wait. It's one of my highlights is to go around and sort of every time go and tick list off and go and make sure I meet every single character. I don't think we've quite managed to meet every single one every time, but we get round.
Yeah, and it's not just the characters, it's the characters in the different costumes. People who go, you've already met Mickey Mouse. Yes, I met him at Magic Kingdom, but today he's over at Hollywood Studios and he's wearing a different costume. Yeah. You've got to do it all, haven't you?
Absolutely, yeah. I definitely, this is a conversation I have with my husband. We have to kind of meet Mickey at every single park and every single costume. costume. So yeah, it's just, you know, my boys are always a little bit confused by that, but yeah no, it's something I have to do. Not so much.
But your husband is a big Disney World fan as well though, so we've got a good marriage.
Yeah, yeah, like yeah, he hadn't been to Disney before he met me, but I'd always wanted to go, so it was just so lucky. Lucky that I met somebody who loves it as much as me. And unfortunately now, no, he's totally on board. Not maybe not quite to my level, but he definitely, you know, once we sort of got a holiday booked and stuff, he gets into the whole planning of it. And he, you know, we kind of work together on what we want to do. You know, he even creates a spreadsheet, you know. Oh. So he's totally into it.
Oh, he's very serious. That's good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like meant to last. Yeah. If you are to that extent. And so you were telling me earlier that it was 2019 was the last time you went, and it was one of those holidays where you go, we're coming back every year.
Yeah, it was just, yeah, it was the first time with all three of my children, and we just had such a magical time. You know, they were five and my youngest was just one, and it was just so special. That the last day, it was like probably the first time that I spent the last day kind of in tears walking around Disney Springs going, oh, you know, we've got to book the next trip. And my husband was like, yeah, sure, we will. So that's exactly what we did do. We kind of booked the next one, had the absolute perfect holiday booked, everything we kind of always wanted to do. And then 2020, like, you know, the end of that story.
We know that. Yeah, we know what happened then. So the 2020 holiday, where were you staying? Did you have the free dining? Was it like everything you'd like put together?
Yeah, we'd never stayed on site before. So we'd always stayed in villas or just like in the surrounding area. So, and I'd always really wanted to do it. So yeah, we booked Port Orleans. We were going for 3 weeks. Wow. We had the dining plan. You know, we had the spreadsheet. It hadn't quite worked out. We booked everything yet, but we knew exactly what we wanted to book. So yeah, it was like the dream holiday to plan down to a T. So it was just such a shame when we couldn't go.
Oh no, have you rebooked that one or are you just waiting now?
Well, yes, we have actually rebooked it. Okay. My children actually don't know yet. Okay. They're going to find out hopefully when this is played back that we have actually booked to go in August this year.
What are the kids' names?
So Noah, Oscar and Rupert.
Noah, Oscar and Rupert, this is Mum on the podcast and you are going to Walt Disney World in a few weeks' time over summer. Yeah!
Yeah, they are going to be so excited.
So the youngest one now, it would be what, three or four?
He's four. So he doesn't really, apart from the videos and the pictures, he doesn't really remember very much about it. Although he does talk to me all the time about wanting to go. So yeah, but this time he'll be able to really appreciate it, I think, and really get involved. So really, really looking forward to it. Just to see his little face.
Yeah. That's the thing, when the kids are growing up and you're making these family holidays and family memories, it's going to be different every time because they're going to want to do different stuff. Their heights will be different, so they'll be able to get on new attractions. The youngest one won't be able to go on some that the oldest one will. There'll be squabbles, there'll be tears, but I mean, that's all part of the fun, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I don't think any, you know, you can go every year, but each time it's different, especially when you're with your children. You know, they see things differently. You know, my boys are going to be toast into it totally in a different way compared to when we went into 2019. So I can't wait.
And you're going to be staying on site in August?
Yeah, so we've kind of tried to book the very same holiday, obviously not with the dining, but we've got Port Orleans booked. So yeah, we stay there for 18 nights, I think. So yeah, we've tried to recreate as much of it as possible. And we picked Port Orleans because we just love hanging out in Disney Springs. Yeah, it's one of our favourite places to go. So we were like, oh, a boat trip to Disney Springs. Yeah, that's definitely the one.
So when you booked that, was that the one where they gave the free dining money rather than the free dining plan? Did you get that when you booked it?
No, we missed out on that. No. We missed out on that offer. So we didn't get that, unfortunately.
So you just have to pay for everything.
Yeah, but, you know.
Pick your favourite restaurants. As we're talking about dining and restaurants, do you have a particular favourite Walt Disney World restaurant?
Well, because we've been when our children have been very small, so kind of going to Disney dining, sit down restaurants and stuff has never really been something that we really could do or kind of enjoy as such. So we've never done it before. However, it's definitely something that's on my list for this time, and I've got a few restaurants I want to hit. But we've definitely been more into Disney snacks. We love going around the park and exploring, you know, seeking out all our favourite Disney snacks and stuff. So that's definitely one of the, you know, the big things that we like to do every time we go.
Yeah. What's your favourite Disney snack?
My favourite is school bread from the Norway Pavilion.
Oh, in Epcot.
We like that. Me and my husband, that's one we'd always try and get. We've been enjoying that one.
That's kind of like bready donut, isn't it, with cream in the middle. Is that how you would describe
it? Like custardy in the middle, but it's we really enjoy it. We also really like the colossal Mickey that you get at Animal Kingdom as well.
Now, I thought they were a bit smaller. They're still big, but I'm sure they're a bit smaller.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we thought it was pretty big.
Maybe it's my hands have got bigger, but yeah, I'm thinking since last time, I'm sure these are a little bit smaller. And prepare yourself for blue icing on them when you go back, Louise.
Right, okay.
And I was going to say little fingers covered in blue icing, but you'll be covered in blue icing as well.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a given.
What restaurants?
Three boys,
What restaurants are on your hit list though when you go back?
I really want to go to Sanaa just because everyone talks about the bread service, so I've just got to go and check that out. me and my boys, we love watching all the Disney vlogs, so we watch them all. My boys really want to go and do the sci-fi drive-in.
Yeah.
So that's on our list to go and do. What else have we got? Oh my gosh, it's like the list goes on and on, really. We just want to try it all.
It'll be great. It'll be great. Make sure you tag us in some photographs as well when you're there.
Of course, absolutely.
Louise is on the podcast. We're going to talk Disney memories and your ideal Disney day very soon, Louise. Louise, in just a moment. Let's get a quick look at the news. This is what we've been waiting for ages. Next year's Walt Disney World offer is out on sale May the 26th. Booking for 2023 on selected Walt Disney World hotels next year. You get up to $1,200 in dining and merchandise credits per room. A 14-day magic ticket for the price of seven, which seems to be ongoing. And also another $200 Disney spending money. Terms and conditions apply. We don't know how that's going to be divvied up or what hotels they're going to be on, but we'll find out more when you can book from May the 26th. And apart from that, there's been a lot of news coming out of Epcot, the transformation. We were going to have this World Center that is kind of like gone. So instead, there's going to be new spaces, including Communicore Hall, which is also where you're going to meet some of the characters. Communicore Plaza, which has got a stage in it for performances, along with Epcot Gardens and loads of other stuff as well. And of course, there's the Moana Water Gardens that are going to be popping up very soon at Epcot. Don't forget to keep up with all the news coming out from Walt Disney World. Follow us on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at PodMagical. And if, like Louise, you fancy coming on for a chat, give me a shout there as well. Talking Disney with Louise on this episode, we haven't talked about your favourite Disney memory. So you were 10 the first time you went, and it was a couple of years ago the last time you went. Have you got a particular standout memory?
It is really hard to pick one. It's like asking me my favourite child. It's definitely more recently. So before we even knew that sort of pixie dust was a thing, we were just kind of mind our own business, walking down Main Street USA, and to find there was a cast member like chasing us with a kitchen sink sundae, literally chasing us. And she went, "I have to stop you and give you this." And I was like, "Why?" Totally confused. And she went, "Your boys, they're just so cute and awesome, so have a free ice cream on Mickey." And I was like, I was just so, like, as I say, didn't know about pixie dust, so I was totally confused, but it was just so magical. And then I just got this gorgeous picture of the boys eating this by the castle, and it was just such a magical moment. So I have to say that's definitely up there as one of my favorites.
Oh, thank you, Mickey Mouse, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. It was just so random. But now I understand pixie dust and I get it. I get why they did that. But yeah, it was very magical. I mean, I've got, there's a couple of other like character interactions that are definitely up there. You know, any time there's a character, I think, they're always magical. But there was one particular time that my son was dressed up as Peter Pan. So being 5 years old, he wanted to go to the park dressed as Peter Pan. That's completely fine within the rules. So we've gone to see some of the characters and we went to see Tinkerbell, and she made such a fuss of him. It was just like, "Oh my goodness, it's Peter. My son was probably a little bit confused and then kind of thought, right, I'm just going to go along with this because she actually thinks I'm Peter, because I think he was a bit panicked. And it was just like magical. And then he spent the rest of the day just kind of like, "Everyone thinks I'm Peter Pan. This is really, really cool." Until we walked past the actual Peter Pan and the cast member was like calling us over, and Oscar was like, "No, no, no, because then people are going to know I'm not the real Peter Pan."
Oh, no.
It was just... It was just so funny. And I've got this great picture of my Oscar with Peter Pan, and he just looks mortified that his cover was blown and now everyone's not going to believe he's the real Peter. So it was really good fun.
Is he going to dress up again next time?
I'm not so sure. He's eight now. He'll be nearly nine. So
too
we'll
cool.
see.
Yeah, too cool. But maybe the outfit will fit one of the younger ones.
Yeah. Rupert most definitely will love dressing up, I think.
So what are your favourite attractions in the parks then?
Oh, Phelan Magic has a very special place in my heart. I really, really enjoy going to see that show. I don't know what it is about it. It just gives me all the feels. I often get quite emotional just watching it. My children love it. So that's definitely one we always try and seek out. But as a child, my favourite attraction, well, me and my sister, actually, every time we went to the Magic Kingdom, the first ride we had to go and do was the Speedway in Tomorrowland. We just loved it. You know, that sense of being in a real car on a real road. It was just, yeah, we thought it was thrilling. As an adult, I don't necessarily feel quite like that anymore. I think it probably, you know, controversially needs a bit of an update. But yeah, definitely as a child, it was like the one to go
Isn't for. Isn't it funny that, like, as an adult going to Walt Disney World, you can be a kid again. But just thinking about you being on that attraction as a kid, you kind of like being an adult.
Well, that's it. Yeah, exactly. It's like, yeah, felt very grown up. But yeah, it's a magic how Disney is able to do that, kind of fulfill your fantasies in a bigger way, isn't it?
Is there anything that they no longer have at Walt Disney World that you miss? Any attractions that are now?
Oh, yeah, I'm not too, yeah, there's nothing that I would just really say, oh, it's a shame, but I was thinking, my boys really love watching Roger Rabbit. And I remember very vaguely that I think it was MGM, they had the Roger Rabbit attraction, and it was like a walkthrough set. And I remember that being like quite a lot of fun. There was lots of photo opportunities and stuff. And I thought, oh, that's a shame that's still not there, because that would have been really cool. They would have really enjoyed that.
I don't remember that at all. At Hollywood Studios, MGM Studios.
MGM Studios, yeah. There was like a little walkthrough. Literally just like a set. And they had like the roller, and they had Jessica Rabbit. And it was just, as I say, lots of just photo opportunities. But it was just good fun, you know. And I've got lots of pictures of me as a child in there. So, it would be great that something like that was still there.
What are your mum tips when you're taking, especially when you've got three of them, to Disney World?
As much as it's like the pressure to plan everything and fill the tour time up, I would say just chill and don't try and do too much, you know, like take a step back, take it all in. Your kids are enjoying themselves no matter what they're doing. And actually, I found that if you try and do too much, that's when your problems start. So, you know, take some regular breaks, you chill by the castle, you know, whatever it might be, but just don't try and do things back to back, because it just ends in tears.
Yeah, sometimes your own. And when you're not staying on site, obviously you're going to be staying on site next time, did you find that you were still trying to do rope drop to fireworks, or were you doing more half days because you weren't, you know, being in Disney, in the Disney bubble?
Well, we always try to plan that we'll do the parks, hit the parks early in the morning, and then head back, have a nap, maybe, you know, go to the pool, the kids can nap, whatever. We've never been able to achieve it. We've never ever gone back. We've always ended up sort of road drop to fireworks. That's why I say about sort of taking your time and stuff, because we've probably learned the hard way. But it was having to go back to the villa or an offsite hotel. It's kind of a bit more of an effort.
We
found it, you know, for us doing that. But, you know, as I say, like this time around, we were definitely take it easy, and having the on-site hotel, we're hoping it's going to be a bit easier to just kind of go back and just chill for a little while.
Yeah, jumping on the buses or the little boat. And what about any other places in Orlando you like to venture to? Have you found anywhere else?
Yeah. I mean, we do the usual stuff. So we do the Universal, but we have always tried to do like a multi-center thing. So we do like, we've done Clearwater for a week or so, and then gone to the parks. And then the last time we went, we did something right like in the middle of our holiday, where we went out to Port Orange, which is like the East Coast. And we just like, hired a bit like a beach house and stayed there for a couple of nights. And that was really nice. It was just nice to break up the holiday. I mean, we've also actually gone that way and gone on a Disney cruise right halfway through the holiday, and which was really nice as well.
Oh, right. Which ship were you on?
We were on the Dream.
Nice. Oh, I did that early this year.
Yeah. The Dream.
Yeah. I loved the dream. And what was it you loved about a Disney cruise?
Again, the immersion, the you're on and you just kind of, you know, you can't escape the Disney bubble. You're actually in it, living it all the time. It was good fun. Yeah, we really enjoyed it. I think our children was probably a little bit like too young to really, really enjoy it because there were only three at the time. But again, I go to Disney for me, so it was lovely.
They just tag along. Did you do the cruise at the end or the beginning or in the middle of that holiday?
We did the cruise right in the middle. So we took 3 days out right in the middle of the holiday.
Oh, perfect. Downtime, so. Yeah. So, Louise, you're going to have your 24 hours at Walt Disney World. I know you're saying 24 hours is not long enough, Andy. We want to go for 3 weeks. But if you could have a perfect Disney day, staying anywhere, doing anything, what would you be doing?
Right. So, starting a Magic Kingdom, naturally, I think. It's about getting in early, rope drop, but not for the rides. For me, I'm a big photograph geek, so I like to get in early so that I can get all the photo opportunities when it's nice and quiet.
Yeah.
So I've got some lovely castle pictures and stuff. Then we move on. We'll go on to have breakfast at the Crystal Palace. So we've not done that before, but we've done a similar at Disneyland Paris and really, really like that. So we're hoping that will be something that will live up to what we experienced before. I love Fantasyland, so it's all about going on doing all the rides at Fantasyland and Storybook Circus. And then we'll go and get a giant Mickey pretzel or a Mickey bar, park hop over to Epcot and hit Frozen Ever After.
Yeah.
As well as in some school bread.
Of course.
We'll go over and do Thorin and ride that at least 3 times because I just love it. I love the smells. I love everything about it. And so do my children. Back over to the Mexican Pavilion to have a margarita. Then we'll go over to Club Cool and do the Club Cool challenge. So we've seen some stuff on YouTube around doing some of the mixes and stuff. So we'll do that. Then over to Animal Kingdom, lunch at Tusker House. We'll hit Pandora, Expedition Everest a few times. We also love it at Animal Kingdom where they do the scavenger hunts. So we really get involved in all that. So we'll definitely do that. We'll end up in Hollywood Studios. We'll go to Toy Story Mania, get the top score, go over to Galaxy's Edge, build a lightsaber, and then dinner at Sci-Fi Diner, and end the day with Fantasmic.
Oh, wow. 4 parks in one day. And where are you staying at the end of this?
Have you where are you staying? Oh, I don't know. I haven't thought of that.
You could stay anywhere. I'd stay at Yacht and Beach if I were you, if you're going to end the night at...
Yacht and Beach. Yeah, that sounds good. You're at the beach.
All right, we'll put you in there for the night. And you don't have very long to wait until that trip.
No, I'm nearly at the 100-day countdown. I can't wait.
Have you measured the kids to find out what they can and can't go on?
Oh, yes. Yeah. The big boys, they're all good. The younger one, not so much, but he may not want to anyway, so it's fine.
There might be some growing between now and then, so you never know.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're hoping for.
Lovely chatting to you, Louise.
Oh, no, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Have an amazing holiday and have a magical day.
Thanks, and cheers.
Joining me on the podcast like Louise, just send me a message. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Pod Magical. Don't forget, we've got a brand new podcast coming out every other Friday. So like and subscribe. We've got a top tip coming up as well in just a moment. But if you are on your way to Walt Disney World very soon, it's getting hot. Oh, it's getting hot and sticky over in Orlando. Crowds don't look too bad. They're kind of average. I think the big rush of Easter and spring break has gone and we're not quite into that summer rush. So maybe the next month or two, quite average crowds for the time of year. You've still got the Flower and Garden Festival going on. You've got the new Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster opening at Epcot very soon as well. So have a good time. Tag me in your pictures if you're going. And here is one of the best tips I've heard for ages. Oh, just when you thought you knew everything about Disney World and all the little tips and tricks, somebody told me this, and it's blown my mind. If you're a fan of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and you would like to be there at night after all the crowds have gone, did you know Ogre's Cantina takes reservations up to 10 p.m.? So Hollywood Studios officially closes at 9. So you've got the nighttime show, and then if Fantasmic comes back, that's probably going to be at 9. And the shops are open for about an hour. But you can still get a reservation at Ogre's Cantina. I've managed to do this when I go at the end of June, and I've got a reservation for 5 to 10 at night. So after the park's closed, I'll have a mooch around the shops a bit. I'm going to go over into Galaxy's Edge, because they'll let me in, because I've got a reservation for Ogre's Cantina. And I'm going to be in there by like an hour or so. So I'm going to be coming out of Ogre's Cantina. There's going to be nobody around Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Just think of all the amazing pictures you can get. Obviously, you can't linger around there too long, but what a great tip that is. So make a reservation at Ogre's Cantina if you're thinking of going there after the park has closed. You've only got an hour, so you're going to have to be quick getting those reservations. And also, bear in mind that your resort buses might have stopped running by the time you get out of there. But isn't it worth it for a one-off trip? Great tip. You got any tips? Do let me know. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pod Magical, give me a shout. We'll be back 2 weeks from now with a brand new podcast. So hit that subscribe button. Give us 5 stars and a like. That will be fantastic. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.